8:30.
This is John Amis talking about music from London.
BBC Radio 3 looks back over the career of a much-loved broadcaster and critic. A celebration of a life in music, featuring archive interviews with some of the most influential musicians of our age.
Could Handel and the Strand ever be worth the paper it was printed on?
An evening with John Amis.
When he said, "How am I going to find somebody who can read music?" I said, "Prisoner 4583.
Tuesday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
Well, later this evening, Jazz Lineup brings us music recorded on the opening night of the 2012 Glasgow International Jazz Festival. That's at 11 o'clock. Now, though, just after 10 o'clock, it's time for World Roots. Once again, as part of this year's World Roots Academy, Lucy Duran is in Colombia.
In the great tradition of World Roots sessions, there is a tropical storm. It's chucking it down with rain. Valledupar is famous for its boiling hot and very, very humid climate. And today, it really lived up to its reputation. So it's a welcome relief that the rain has broken this evening. And this is a setting for one of the most characteristic aspects of culture here in Valledupar. It's called the Parranda. Basically, it's a musical party. It's a party where musicians play and everybody drinks and enjoys themselves and they join in with the songs and they dance. Last night at the hotel where we were staying, there was a parranda and it kept me awake all night. But it was a wonderful parranda and it was a serendipitous meeting with this fabulous group of musicians. They're called the Hermanos Carrillo, the Carrillo brothers. They are wonderful guitarists and they play all the old style vallenato songs. There's not an accordion in sight, and believe me, that's something in the context of this festival where you hear nothing but accordions and see nothing but accordions. So this evening, with the rain pouring down in a suburb of Valledupar, we are having a parranda.
Alguien me dijo de dónde es usted, alguien me dijo de dónde es usted, que canta tan bonito esa parranda. Si es tan amable, tóquela otra vez, quiero escuchar de nuevo su guitarra. Óigame, compa, usted no es del Valle, del Magdalena, ni de Bolívar, pues se me antoja que sus cantares son de una tierra desconocida. Y yo le dije, si usted le inspira saber la tierra de donde soy, con mucho gusto y a mucho honor, yo soy del centro de la Guajira.
El Cantor de Fonseca, recorded specially for the programme at the World Roots Parranda in Valledupar. The musicians at the party were the Carrillo brothers, and the music they play is the guitar-led version of Vallenato. In that song, the hero wows the crowd with his musical skills. They ask, "Who is this singer?" He replies, "I am the singer from Fonseca."
Vallenato is one of Colombia's best-loved folk styles that you'll be getting to know rather well if you've been following this year's World Roots Academy. You'll also know that we've been working with a young British-born Colombian accordion player, José Hernando Arias Noguera, documenting his passion for vallenato. Through the academy, José Hernando has spent time in Colombia with some of that country's top musicians, including one of its greatest accordionists, Egidio Cuadrado. On last week's World Roots, we made one of José Hernando's dreams come true. In April 2012, we took him to the Festival of Vallenato in the city of Valledupar in northeast Colombia and entered him in the amateur category of the festival's competition. Last week, we heard highlights of his performance in the first two rounds, and today we'll find out if he got through to the quarterfinals and further. Once again, I'm joined by my Radio 3 colleague and vallenato buff, Juan Carlos Jaramillo, and together we'll be listening to the accordion all day and all night until the end of the festival. Juan Carlos will also be meeting more indigenous musicians high up in Colombia's Sierra Nevada mountains. But for now, I'm going back to the World Roots Parranda.
Bueno, la canción que vamos a cantar a continuación es del compositor guajiro Rafael Manjarres. Se llama Ausencia Sentimental.
This song is Ausencia Sentimental, which can be translated loosely as Sentimental Loss. And this is a composition by Rafael Manjarres. When he wrote the song, he was studying back in Bogotá, in the capital, far, far away from here, from Valledupar. And he was thinking of the Vallenato Festival, and because he didn't have the money to come here to Valledupar, so he feels all the loss, and, you know, I'm not going to be with my friends, I'm not going to be in parrandas, and this sort of thing. So he wrote the song from Bogotá, thinking about all the things he was missing. And it's become a kind of an informal hymn of the festival Vallenato, so it's really appropriate to have it now.
Y es el himno del Festival Vallenato.
Ya comienza el festival, vinieron a invitarme. Ya se van los provincianos que estudian conmigo. Ayer tarde que volvieron, preferí negarme, pa' no tener que contarle a nadie mi motivo. Yo que me muero por ir y es mi deber quedarme, me quedo en la capital por cosas del destino, porque en medio que mi viejo es tan humilde que me dan para venirme y en diciembre regresar. Encerrado temblando escribí una letra que detalla mi tristeza, mi ausencia sentimental.
My first taste of Colombian parranda with this wonderful group, the brothers Carrillo. It's actually two brothers and a cousin, and then there's the caja drum and there's the scraper. So José Hernando, you are a guitarist.
Yeah, I'm a guitarist too, and just like you heard the Carrillo brothers, this is the type of music, the vallenato, that I used to play when I was like 9 years old. And I started playing. I used to play with my grandfather with the guitar. Recently, I started to play the accordion, and I play with my granddad with the accordion as well, but at the beginning it was with guitars.
We're here with your dad, Jose Arturo, who's come all the way from London to be with you and has been great moral support during this competition. So Jose Arturo, it was your father who played the guitar?
Mi padre tocaba esta música que ellos, los hermanos Carrillo, estaban tocando y la llegó a grabar, ¿no?
Jose Hernando's dad says that his father used to play the guitar exactly like the same style as these brothers Carrillo, the Carrillo brothers, have just done. So just guitar vallenato. He even recorded his own music. And is that, Jose Hernando, why you started to play music?
Yes.
Because of your granddad?
Because of my granddad.
What's the difference between this music, guitar vallenato music, and the music that you play, the accordion?
Well, accordion is more like the evolution of the guitars.
In that case, what we're listening to is, it's like the roots of vallenato.
Yes.
Jose Hernando, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Well, how well are you? What are the results?
I came eighth. Very happy. I'm good.
You came eighth? Eighth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that means you've got through to the quarterfinals.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Thank you, Lucy.
Okay, well, look, have a good night's rest, and we'll see you tomorrow at the Vallenato Festival.
Okay.
Well, things are really cutting up today in every respect because, first of all, it's boiling hot, the sun is out in full force, but also the whole level of tension in this competition is really going up because now we're in the quarterfinals. As you know, Jose Hernando got through to the quarterfinals. He was number 8 in the selection out of 80, and he's just been called onto stage. Today he has to play all four styles of vallenato music, the merengue, the song, the puya, and the paseo. He's going to do one of his own songs, and he's also going to do a song by Calixto Ochoa, the veteran accordionist who's the patron of this festival, the 45th Festival of Vallenato Music, here in Vallenato Park in Northeast Colombia.
Cierra la presentación, José Hernando, con la puya. We'll be right back.
defraudaré. A la BBC de Londres sé que no defraudaré. Well, I come from far away. Well, I come from far away. With my accordion and my soul. I'm the British accordion player who play music from his roots. I'm the British accordion player who play music from his roots. Well, I'm not Francisco Lombre. I don't play the Queen's backwards. To the BBC in London, I will never let them down. To the BBC in London, I will never let them down. Porque mi puya inglesa, yo la toco con gana. Ay, mueva la cadera, mujer vallenata. I play my puya inglesa, I show it with my heart. My girls go shake your hips, my lady vallenata. My lady vallenata, my lady vallenata.
José Hernando Arias Noguera presentó los cuatro aires, el ritmo de son, aire de merengue, son y puya, ante los miembros del jurado en este su festival de la leyenda.
Well, here we are at the house of the great vallenato composer, the famous Leandro Díaz. And what a house it is.
I know.
With fabulous decorations. At Christmas time in the UK, you get the lights out, you get the tinsel out, you get the
reindeers.
Polystyrene reindeers out, and you decorate your house. Here, it's the Vallenato Festival. It's the same thing. You get your wooden, colorful image of an accordion with a hat on top, the Vallenato hat on top, and the little polystyrene
and the caja, drums. And the guacharaca, the rest of the instruments of Vallenato, yeah.
The bottles of Old Parr whiskey, lots of plastic flowers, which is sort of strange in a country which is so incredibly lush and fertile to have plastic flowers, but I guess that's the Vallenato Festival.
It is indeed, and look at the wall here.
Oh,
we have
yes.
A magnificent portrait of Leandro himself.
Actually, on the veranda,
yeah,
there's
exactly,
a giant
outside,
portrait
yeah.
of the maestro
and
singing.
He appears to be singing, exactly, which is something he does.
Talking of pictures of the maestro, Juan Carlos, you showed me a photograph of yourself.
I know.
With the maestro.
Because I'm really excited. I had the immense fortune of meeting him 31 years ago, Lucy, and I have a black and white old picture by now, and it's me standing alongside him, and well, I can't wait to have another picture taken with him, of course, to complete the cycle, to bring things full cycle.
So you haven't seen him since then?
No.
And it's really exciting for me too, because I think one of my favorite books ever is Love in the Time of Cholera by Garcia Marquez, and it actually starts, it opens, the whole book begins with a verse composed by Leandro
exactly.
Díaz.
It's one of his most famous songs. It's called La Diosa Coronada. And, it means the crown goddess, and it relates to a woman that, you know, well, probably Leandro had fallen in love with. We'll probably ask him later on. And Garcia Marquez has always said that Leandro Díaz is probably his most favorite composer of Vallenato. So we're about to meet a great man, definitely. It's probably the last troubadour alive. He's 84.
In fact, at the Paranda with the guitars, we heard one of Leandro Díaz's songs, and it had that wonderful line, didn't it, about how the woman was so beautiful that even the savannah smiled at her when she walked.
Ay, si ven que un hombre llega en las aguas, si ven que un hombre llega en las aguas, coge el camino y se va para el plan. Está pendiente que en la sabana vive una hembra muy popular. Es elegante y todo lo mira, y en su tierra tiene.
Maestro, it's a great pleasure for us to be here with you. It's a great honor. I wonder if you could tell us something about the history of Vallenato.
No, el origen del Vallenato es justamente indígena. Entonces la gente no tenían que divertirse y trataron de...
The origin of Vallenato, well, it's of indigenous origin. Back then, people didn't have much entertainment, and indigenous people tried to impose their carrizo music, but the Spaniards didn't understand it. They wanted to play another instrument, and the easiest one was the accordion. The first accordions were very small. They only had 10 notes and two basses. Because it was small, it was easy to carry it around, and that's how they learned it.
Maestro, you've been around for a very long time. How has the Vallenato changed from the time when you were a young boy?
Ah, porque el Vallenato de hoy está mezclado con la música rítmica.
Today's Vallenato is mixed with rhythmic music. So the Vallenato of yesterday has disappeared.
Desapareció. Y el Vallenato era una música callejera.
Vallenato was music from the street. Three guys would gather together, a caja, a guacharaca, and an accordion player. Today they had guitars, violins, and other things. But originally, Vallenato was the music of parties, of entertainment.
Maestro, do you know how it came about that the great Colombian writer Gabriel García Márquez heard your music and fell in love with it?
He loves it. And it was because of that song that we became friends at a party here in Valledupar. And he says that the Vallenato that is true Vallenato is Leandro Díaz's Vallenato.
El Vallenato que vale la pena es el de Leandro Díaz. Porque ya...
In the song, I talk about a goddess and the queen, which nobody had talked about before. This was a girl who lived by the foothills of the Andes, in a region called Tocaimo. She believed she was the most beautiful woman around. I wanted to become friends with her, but she didn't let me. So I decided to write her this little song.
Señores, vengo a contarles, hay nuevo encanto en la sabana. Señores, vengo a contarles, hay nuevo encanto en la sabana. En adelanto van estos lugares, ya tienen su diosa coronada. En adelanto van estos lugares, ya tienen su diosa coronada. La vida tiene buen adelanto si tiene diosa de los encantos, si tiene su corona de reina. Lo bello, aquí está el Magdalena. Y si tiene su corona de reina, lo bello, aquí está el Magdalena. Paso a contar lo siguiente, conozco diosa y rey querido. Paso a contar lo siguiente, conozco diosa y rey querido. Ese nombre de dios es de gente que tenga su grado distinguido. Ese nombre de dios es de gente que tenga su grado distinguido. Que viva el mismo movimiento y tenga el mismo pensamiento. Que viva al ir en la sabana, ya tiene su diosa coronada. Y canta el pobre Leandro Díaz, triste por la serranía. Y canta el pobre Leandro Díaz, triste por la serranía.
Juan Carlos, what a delightful man, what a charming man. I mean, he's a very, very elderly man. He's blind, he's been blind since birth. He's now extremely deaf. You've been shouting my questions to him in Spanish in his ear. Even then, some of them, he found it hard to understand. But he was like so quick. And it was adorable when you said to him, you know, Maestro, I have a photograph of myself with you 31 years ago. He said, don't forget that I'm still alive. And then he said, I'm still well preserved.
But what really impressed me as well was that he seems to be speaking in verses. That's how his brain works. When I told him about the thing about, can we take a picture with you? And he said, remember, all that a man has in the end are his memories. So no doubt whatsoever that he's a true poet. Remarkable man.
Thank you. It seems to me, Juan Carlos, as though there is nowhere in this town, in Valledupar, where you can get away from the accordion. Either the sound of the accordion, especially vallenato, or actually the sight of the accordion. And strangely enough, here we are in a roundabout, in the middle of a roundabout, in central Valledupar, and we're underneath a metal sculpture, which I have to say I wouldn't have realized it was an accordion, but in fact it's a part of a giant accordion. So this sort of rusty old metal here, and what representing the buttons on the accordion. What is this?
Well, yeah, exactly. We're standing literally below the inside of the accordion, the bellows and that sort of thing. And it's, I would like to say, a kind of a structure imitating the accordion, but signifying as well the importance of Vallenato here, and in particular of one song, because the roundabout is named after a particular song called Pedazo de Acordeón, or a bit of accordeon. That's why this is probably not the whole accordeon as we see it. And it was a song that was made famous by Alejandro Durán, who's one of the most loved characters of the Vallenato legend, as we have it here, of Vallenato. In fact, so much so that he was the first Vallenato king, crowned in 1968 in the very first edition of this Vallenato festival.
And that would explain why everybody's so nice to me. We share a name. I share a name with the great Vallenato player and composer, Alejo Durán. And here I am standing underneath a sculpture in the middle of a roundabout, which is called Pedazo de Acordeón, Piece of Accordion, which is named after one of his great songs.
Indeed.
What's the song about?
The song is a very charming song. He says, if I die, it's very charming, if I happen to die, I would like to be buried along with a bit of my accordion.
Este pedazo de acordeón, ahí donde tengo el alma mía. Este pedazo de acordeón, ahí donde tengo el alma mía. Tengo mi corazón y parte de mi alegría. Tengo mi corazón y parte de mi alegría. Por si acaso yo me muero, yo le hablo de corazón. Por si acaso yo me muero, yo le hablo de corazón. Ahí me llevan al cementerio este pedazo de acordeón. Me llevan al cementerio este pedazo de acordeón.
I've never back announced a song from a roundabout, but here we are in the center of Valledupar in this roundabout named after the song that we've just heard, Pedazo de Acordeón, by my namesake, by Alejo Durán, one of the great Vallenato performers. Juan Carlos, we're always hearing about this mixture that's in Vallenato music, and the mixture of the Caribbean, of music that was brought over by the Spaniards. And the third element in Colombian culture is, of course, the indigenous culture. And in fact, when we were driving here to this roundabout, we drove by several people who were dressed in the traditional dress. They were all in white, and they had these white hats on, and they were carrying the woolen shoulder bags. Well, even I see you have, Juan Carlos. So who are those people?
Well, those are the Arhuaco people, and the Arhuaco people have been here since time immemorial, really, from pre-colonial times. And Valledupar pretty much remains a center for the Arhuaco as well, maybe other indigenous communities, but the Arhuacos are the main ones. And in fact, the Arhuaco population play an important role in the festival. They come down every 29th of April in celebration of a famous battle they have with the Spaniards. And they're very much present still in the life of Valledupar.
The Sierra Nevada mountains are just there in the distance. They're very dramatic. They form a beautiful backdrop to the sun, which is setting, and I suppose the Caribbean is over there in the west. And I know that you're going to be heading out there.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Carlos, and you're going to be hearing some music, some Arhuaco music. Can I send you off?
Oh, yeah. I'll report back.
To record some music. Come back and tell me what it was like.
It will be a pleasure.
Now we've left Valle del Par and we're here in this rather bumpy road going up the mountain, and we're crossing next to a little stream of water called El Río Los Clavos. This water comes from up the mountain, as I say, where we're heading. When we're heading there, because that's where the Arhuaco people live. And these people have been there for thousands of years. And for me as a Colombian, they really represent, in a very kind of a romantic way, the kind of indigenous legacy that it's always been in this country, but it's so difficult to find in the mainstream society, in mainstream life of Colombia. They're so remote, so far away from us, not only because they live in this remote part of the country, which is completely isolated, and so few people have the chance to come here. In fact, I've never been. And also because this area has been hit by a lot of violence, a lot of different very complicated issues, and it's now much more peaceful, thankfully, and that's why we're able to do this journey today. I've never been, I'm really excited.
Music of the Arhuaco Indians, recorded in a small village called Pinchi on the outskirts of Nabusimake, an ancient and sacred settlement of thatched roofed stone houses, which is the administrative center of this 25,000 strong indigenous reservation. Surrounded by the breathtaking natural beauty of the Sierra Nevada mountain range, we listen to traditional songs, all of which took their inspiration from nature. Songs named after birds, such as the gurupéndalo or the gavilán, or after the elements, such as thunder and rain. One of the lead musicians was called Jikwu, which means midday in the language of the Arhuacos. I asked Jikwu about the origins of this music.
Bueno, quiero empezar haciéndole un recuerdo de cómo se inició la música.
Originally, we only had ceremonial music, which was performed in special places called cancurvas, or in places that had been authorized by the mamus, our spiritual guides, who can communicate with our ancestors. As time went by, communities started to listen to a wide variety of animals, like birds, horses, pigs, toads, and started to imitate them. The same happened with other sounds of nature, like thunder. And so the music started from there, from sounds of animals and nature.
Jikwu, you were dressed in pretty much Western modern clothing, you know, where you were in jeans, a normal shirt, pretty much like myself today. But next to you, we have Esterungumu, who played the flute, and he's dressed in traditional clothes. He's a little boy of about, I don't know, 12 years old or something like that. So what do you think is the future for the traditional way of life here?
Nosotros, pues yo me he criado así de civil.
I was brought up wearing these Western clothes the same as my mom. 20 years ago, we expelled the order of the Cappuccino monks from here. They had imposed their religion and made us change our clothes, and made us speak their language and adopt their traditions. My mom was brought up by the monks and adopted their culture. Even though I'm not wearing traditional clothes, I do have with me our culture and our traditions, and I respect our local laws enforced by the indigenous community. My idea is to change back to traditional clothing very soon. I used to wear my hair short, but now I'm letting it grow long in a traditional fashion. But clothes don't matter. It's who you really are that counts.
So you think Esther Ungumu will grow up as a little boy more into the traditions of the Arhuaco people and not looking too much into the outside world?
El mundo occidental, ¿sabes qué? El pez grande siempre trata de consumirse al pequeño, pero si el pequeño es más ágil...
The big fish
no
always
consumir.
Try to swallow the small pero, fish. But if the little one is more agile, it will escape. We've had a lot of different ideologies which want us to change. But the local authorities here are very strong and won't let that happen. In the case of Esther Ungumu, he may be exposed to two different cultures. But he mustn't forget he's an Indian. And he probably won't, as he's the son of a mamu. In fact, what we're seeing is that some local Indians are coming back and embracing again what they have lost.
Bumpy road. We've just been to Nabusimake, the Arhuaco village, and we're negotiating this incredibly difficult part of the road on our way back to Valledupar. It's almost like a dry riverbed at the moment, and it's been raining, so it's a bit wet too, which doesn't help. And this is still part very much of this dramatic landscape of thick jungle and mountains around. I've never been to this part of the Sierra Nevada or the snow chain range up in the Caribbean, in the north coast of Colombia, northeastern part of Colombia. Well, let's go down the mountain and let's see how Luz is doing back at the Vallenato Festival in Valledupar.
I can see that one of the things about this festival, Juan Carlos, the Vallenato Festival, is that it attracts lots and lots of people from all over the country and from abroad as well, and all kinds of people. Now, there are musicians, there are music fans, there are celebrities, there are models, there are TV personalities, and there's this man who I'm about to meet.
Yes, it's Francisco Santos, and he, until fairly recently, about 18 months ago, he was vice president of Colombia, no less, and he was there for about 8 years, two presidential periods. And in a particular crucial time in Colombian history, when the regime was really, really cracking down on the violence and trying to control things and return Colombia to a more peaceful and more prosperous society, because peace will bring prosperity, that's the idea. He knows all about violence, in fact, because he himself was kidnapped by Pablo Escobar, the legendary drug baron, the Al Capone kind of guy here in Colombian drugs history. He remained kidnapped for some months. He was released unharmed. And on top of that, he's a journalist. In fact, he comes from a family of journalists, people who owned the most influential broadsheet here in Colombia until fairly recently. And on top of that, he presents the equivalent of the Today program in one of the biggest radio stations here. And perhaps most importantly, he's a big fan of Vallenato.
So, Francisco Santos, it's really wonderful to find someone like you, a serious journalist and a former politician, a former vice president of Colombia, so interested in music to the extent that you are actually here in Valledupar to come to this festival, the Vallenato Festival. What is Vallenato for you? Why are you so passionate about it?
They tell stories of the common man, of the common woman. It's no wonder that Gabriel García Márquez is from very near here, because it's a place of magic, it's a place of great stories, it's a place of great suffering too. They have had horrendous years of violence, but it has always pursued this music as a way of relief, of contacting each other, of telling stories, and it just transports you to this beautiful setting, you know, with the Sierra Nevada on one side, Serranía de Perijá on the other, a fantastic plains with some amazing, some of the most amazing people, friendly, and that music just transports you.
Here we are, we're looking at the Sierra Nevada, which I have to say is pretty spectacular. And it's all shrouded in cloud, and there's been a terrific thunderstorm. It's been pouring with rain. This very beautiful landscape is also a place of terrible violence, and as you said, and terrorism for so many years.
I think it's the microcosmos of what happened in Colombia, but with an aspect that made it very critical. Two very big mountains on which the illegal guys from the extreme left, the absence of the state, and then the extreme right. And I think this land had so many massacres, that had so much bloodshed. It suffered a lot. And I remember coming to Valledupar in 1984 to one of the festivales, and it was all open doors. And then I came back 15 years later, and it was all closed doors. People didn't even trust each other. They didn't trust the neighbors. Violence had, you know, had closed a region that was always, you know, open. Open in mind, open in heart, open in houses. That's back again.
And what are you most looking forward to at this festival?
One of the things that I like the most is trying to rescue what was the old vallenato music that has been a little bit lost, that it's more pure, that it's more simple, that it's the stories are less soap operish and more, you know, the reality of a land that was poor but was happy. And I'm always trying to look at the new guys who has that feeling of the simple story that in this 21st century full of speed and internet and Twitter and Facebook and all that brings back, you know, your heart to, you know, to the land.
And you think the vallenato still has that ability to cut across that, you know, global networking and so on and still tell a local story in a real storytelling way?
Yes, but it's being lost. To be very sincere, 20 years ago, it was amazing. Now it's fantastic, but you're starting to see how the commercialization of vallenato, which is the reality of the world, what can we do or what can we say? You know, it's just part of development. It makes vallenato less humble.
But do you think that this festival plays an important role in keeping vallenato true to the tradition?
Yes, it plays a critical role, without a doubt. It's the center. The Nobel Peace Prize for vallenato, it's the Grammys of vallenato, it's fundamental to the life of vallenato.
Hearing, the Festival of Vallenato in Valledupar attracts high-profile figures from the Colombian media and political world. Last week, I met the country's president. This week, one of its ex-vice presidents. The focus is, of course, music, not politics, and there's a lot more going on than just vallenato. Each night, there are performances by some of Latin America's top bands, representing a variety of styles, from reggaeton to Puerto Rican salsa. One Colombian group that I bumped into in the hotel lobby were these guys. They're called Choc Keeb Town and are one of the country's most popular bands. Let me start with a question about where you come from originally, because so your name is Choc Keeb Town.
Yep.
And that comes from Choco.
Choco.
Choco and Quibdó.
Quibdó. You know, Choco is like a state, and Quibdó is the capital of the state. Town, you know, we put the word town because, you know, sounds good, and we want to represent is, you know, like a new town, you know, Choc Keeb Town. Hey, where are you from? Hey, Choc Keeb Town. This is the place I come from.
Tell me about what it's like to come from Quibdó, because it's not a part of Colombia that is very well known. I mean, here we are in Valledupar, where there's the Vallenato Festival. You are here in the Vallenato Festival, but what about Quibdó? What about Chocó, where you're from?
We call Chocó the Africa inside Colombia. Chocó is in the northwest. It's a town, you know, with a lot of black people right there. You know, with Muse, Chirimia, Curulao.
Those are all the different
Bambasu,
styles.
You know, it's different, you know, style, different music. Our lifestyle is different out there.
I understand it's very, very rainy.
Yeah,
in Chocó.
You know,
I understand it rains almost every day of the year.
Yeah, almost every day. Yeah. And we like that. And, you know, we're used to it. We have more problems about the corruption than the raining these days.
On a national level, the culture, your culture, the culture from your part of Colombia, from Chocó, is not as well known. It's not represented on a national level. Or is it?
Now it's, you know, getting better. When we started in the early 2000, it wasn't. You know, it's like, okay, I'm from Chocó. Chocó? What you mean?
Where is it?
Yeah. Where is it? Cross the street. You know, inside the Colombia, inside our country. The problem is because the people from Bogotá, Medellín, or Cali, they have a lot of problems to access, you know, by car or by plane.
Right, because it's apparently you've got a very, very impenetrable rainforest
area.
There.
Exactly. We cannot bring some our elements to the, you know, main cities in Colombia.
So in other words, you, Chocó town, you are bringing your culture from that Pacific province of Colombia. You're bringing it out of there because it's very hard for people to go into there.
Yeah.
And you've won lots of awards. You've won a Latin Grammy. You've been nominated for Latin Grammys as well. You've been nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
So you're really bringing your culture, your Colombian Pacific culture out to
that's
the wider world.
That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do.
Tell me about a song that has a specific tradition from your part of the world, from Chocó.
San Antonio is a song, traditional song from Chocó. San Antonio talk about the chigualo.
What's chigualo?
It's a kind of funeral or...
Yeah, for the babies.
For the babies.
So a young child that dies or a baby that dies.
There is a belief, African belief.
If you're a baby, you don't have sins and you go straight to the heaven.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly.
It's a traditional song.
It's traditional. And we put some raps on it. And
I like the way that you combine hip-hop, and your hip-hop is very kind of global, but at the same time, you've got real roots with your own culture, so you can really hear that you come from somewhere quite distinctive.
We are Chocuano and proud.
Yeah.
And
Colombiano too.
Colombian. Colombian too. Afro-Colombian. Chocuano, I'm proud.
Yes.
Pero qué bonito lo vienen bajando, con ramos de flores lo van adorando. Pero qué bonito lo vienen bajando, con ramos de flores lo van adorando.
Well, Jose Hernando, we've just been looking online for the results of the competition today, the third round of the amateur accordionists at the Vallenato Festival. And it's quite disappointing that you didn't get through to the semifinals. Only the top 15 got through. You were number 17. However, or disappointing though it is, you've actually done really brilliantly.
Now I'm actually very happy. You know, I was already prepared for whatever result it was going to be. You know, I've lived a nice experience here in Valle du Par, you know, lived pure vallenato. It was probably one judge that, you know, reduced my marks, but everyone else was happy.
Yes, well, in fact, we looked because there were five judges, because they showed the scores online, and four of the judges gave you full marks.
Yeah,
so it was just one judge who really brought you down, which is slightly strange, but it does mean that four out of five thought that you were excellent. So
yes,
that's what you need to focus on.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
José Hernando. And, you know, to think that you've come from London, and you're a self-taught musician, you've pitted yourself against 81 young musicians who've grown up in the vallenato tradition, and you've done really, really well.
Thank you, thank you.
And the Vallenato Festival continues, and what we're going to do now is to follow the finals of the professional accordion category.
Yes.
And see what that's going to be like. That takes place here on this last day of the Vallenato Festival in the what's called the Park of the Vallenato Legend, which is a stadium that seats 20,000 people. So we're going to have 20,000 people watching the competition for the best professional vallenato accordionist. Well, José Hernando didn't make it into the final, but actually the real focus of attention in this festival is the category of the professional accordionists. And they've been doing exactly the same thing as the category that we've been following, the amateurs. But the stakes are much, much higher. And tonight is the final night of the festival, and it's the night where they decide on who becomes the king of the vallenato. And that's a really important thing, isn't it, Juan Carlos? Because that accolade stays with you for the rest of your life. That gives you a status, just puts you on another level, doesn't it?
Definitely, most definitely. And the accolade stays with them, as you say, through their lives. There are many people who turn up here two, three, four times, still don't get it, never get it. So those who really get the accolade of King of Vallenato will become celebrities for life. The prize, for instance, they get here tonight is around £5,000, which it's 15 million Colombian pesos. And it is a respectable amount of money, but surely what they are after in terms of economic reward is a big contract from a commercial recording label, and probably moreover, the huge amount of requests to take part in parties, and they will become local heroes, no doubt.
Well, here we are in the press bar. Let's go out there and join this enormous crowd to find out who is going to be crowned king of vallenato at this famous festival of vallenato in Valle du Par, up in the northeast of Colombia. And that's it. A new king of vallenato is crowned, and he is Fernando Rangel. And World Roots was there to record his winning performance. So, from Valle du Par in northeast Colombia, good night.
Hola, sí. We'll be right back. la piedra en tu zapato. Ya llegó el que tú esperabas y la piedra en tu zapato. Si tocando soy tu espanto, no te asustes, compañero. Pertenezco al mundo entero y por dicha vallenato. Pertenezco al mundo entero y por dicha vallenato. Con mis pitos y con mis bajos, yo me siento preparado. Con mis pitos y con mis bajos, van a estar pasando trabajo. Van a estar pasando trabajo. Van a estar pasando trabajo. Yo me siento preparado, con mi pito y con mi bajo, ya pa' ser rey vallenato, ya pa' ser rey vallenato, ya pa' ser rey vallenato.
Roots was presented by Lucy Duran with Juan Carlos Jaramillo. The producer was James Parkin.
Oh, look at that. Oh, these eels are writhing about.
The eel needs our help.
Moving fish from where they're going to almost certainly die and taking them where they can access our wetlands.
I don't know, how many eels do you think we've released so far?
Only about 1,000.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh.
Hey.
That's really nice.
Open Country returns to meet eels and the people helping to save this precious and mysterious creature. Open Country on Thursday afternoon at 3 over on BBC Radio 4.
Well, here on Radio 3, Petroc Trelawney brings us the first breakfast of the week at 6.30 tomorrow morning. Hot on his heels at 9 o'clock, Rob Cowan will be here to share another selection of his essential classics. And then at midday, Paganini is Composer of the Week. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now time for Jazz Lineup, which was recorded last Wednesday at the opening night of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival.
Hello, I'm Kevin Legendre, coming to you from King Tut's Wah Wah Hut as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Later tonight, you'll be hearing from one of the UK's most dynamic and original musicians, the alto saxophonist Soweto Kinch, leading a new trio. But first up, we have the current young Scottish jazz musician of the year, saxophonist Ruairi Patterson. He's just 20 years old. He's studying at the Guildhall School of Music, as are his colleagues. And he's a great example of a progressive improviser with his ears open to both the classic works of Wayne Shorter and the modern sounds of Craig Taborn. To perform Luna, please welcome Ruairi Patterson on sax, Will Glazer on drums, and Mark Lewandowski on bass. The Ruairi Patterson Trio. Thank you.
That last tune was a tune called Cora and was written by our bass player, Mark Lewandowski. Yeah. And the first tune was a tune by me, a blues called Lunar. We're going to continue with a line I wrote over the standard You're My Everything called Tease the Answer to many of life's questions and problems. Here we go.